This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the results, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Welcome to another episode of the number one AFC Wimbledon podcast, The One Was Had a Dream. My name is Lee Finch, and again, I am going to be joined by the one and only Danny Baker. Danny, how are we? We good?
I'm absolutely marvellous, mate. I'm absolutely top of the tree talking about Wimbledon. I'm telling you now, for some reason, I don't know whether it's FIFA, I don't know whether it's the plough lane or whether it's form, loads of kids are constantly talking to me about Wimbledon, and it's absolutely wicked. Today, they're all talking about playing, and they're even pretending to be players. I mean, they were mugging me off about one of them was like, oh, I'm going to be Ali Alhamadi, and one was going to be James Tilly, and they kept missing penalties deliberately, which is well out of order. But it just proper like, I don't really care. I just love the fact that they were really into Wimbledon. So, yes, mate, I'm wicked. How are you, more importantly?
Top form, mate. I'm on top form. Wimbledon, watching Wimbledon is really good. It's really enjoyable at the moment. So, and you say about that, we'll come on to Mansfield in a bit, obviously, but I met up with my boy. He lives about an hour from Mansfield. So I picked him up and his mate wanted to come. Yeah. So as you said, his mates are Nottingham Forest fan. They all live around there and he absolutely loved it. 0-0, but he absolutely loved the atmosphere. We were right amongst it at the back with Carl, who does Don's on Tour, the YouTube channel. Check him out if you haven't. And they both love it. And Jack wants to go every game. He wants to go Barrow in a couple of weeks. I was trying to work out if I could do it. Costa alone just is a no at the moment. Morecambe, I was talking to Don's Vlogs. He's going up, staying in a caravan.
Yeah, I'm doing Morecambe, I think.
I've done Morecambe twice before. But again, Jack's like, can we go Morecambe? What, as you said, with Kit, I love it when Jack comes to me and goes, can I go Barrow away? I'm like,
ultimate answer is yes.
Yeah. Do you know what I mean? But like, not. Can I go Man U? Are we going Newcastle? Are we going Chelsea? Can we go Barrow? Can I go Morecambe? And like, he was buzzing to go Mansfield on Saturday.
It is amazing what a couple of wins go. But on this, I was just going to touch base because obviously it's been World Mental Health Week. Have you seen the Norwich video yet?
I was going to say to you about that. Yes.
Okay, go on. I thought it was absolutely brilliant.
Yeah, very well done, very well put together.
Just it properly hit me hard. I watched it at work this morning and I sat there watching it and I was like, wow.
I got goosebumps talking about it.
100%, because we literally were like, I was watching it and I haven't shared it with my dad yet. But, you know, we've all had little challenges here with mental health stuff and I know it can be taboo, it cannot be. But we've all got those fans that you turn up and you go to the game, don't have their number, barely know their name, but you just look forward to catching up, talking nonsense to random people about stuff. And, you know, you've got your community around you and the community around us. And it was just a really, really excellent video. I showed the kids today at school, actually. And we're talking a little bit about, you know, when are you not okay? And what do you do if you're not feeling okay? But I just thought it was a stunning, stunning video. And if anyone... For those who don't know much about what we're talking about, Norwich City, it is Norwich, isn't it?
Yeah.
They released a video regarding mental health awareness, and it's about a fan who seems a bit down on his luck, and a super excited football fan who are going to watch Norwich City. They go every week. They're watching in the rain. They're watching in the sun, win, lose or draw. And it's obviously everyone knows what it's about, but they don't know the twist, which is obviously the man who's actually struggling with their mental health is the guy who looks super happy, super yep. fun, until eventually their game turns up and he lends his mate a scarf.
Well, I don't think I got it as they weren't mates. They kind of met because of the football.
Oh, I mean, it could be whatever.
That's
it
how
was,
I got it. As I said, it's such a good video. It's so well put together. It gets you because it is.
If we haven't,
so good.
We must stick it on our little.
It's everywhere on Twitter. You can't fail to.
But I just watched it. But on a slightly lighter note, I don't know if your missus does this. My lovely wife's sitting next to me, and she can't hear me, obviously, because she doesn't. She zones out during the podcast. I showed her, and within five poxy seconds, she went, "I know what happens here," and she literally just guessed it, like straight away. Classic example. She'd be the kind of. I don't know if you've watched like particularly suspense films or films with big twists. Can't watch one with her. Because she'll guess it within, what, 2 minutes. And I think it was it Sixth Sense? So I'm watching Sixth Sense. I'm watching it, and I ain't seen it before, ever. Within 30 seconds, she goes, "Oh, he's a ghost." And I was like, well, that's an hour and a half ruined. She literally picked it. It's the classic, I'm watching a murder mystery, and it's like, okay, this is great. It's a Poirot. I love all that kind of stuff. Midsummer Murders or something, whatever it is. I'm showing my age here. And Hannah will go, "Yes, yeah, the vicar." She'll be like, "Anyway, do you want a cup of tea?" And it's like, what do you mean, what? She just knows it. Anyway, it's a paraphrase. Went to a murder mystery night. Okay? So me and Hannah, and so our mate's 40th. Big shout out to Dave. Millwall fan, but it's not his fault. We've all dressed up as random.
I was going to say, is when you dressed up, because one thing I hate is fancy dress.
I'm not, do you know what?
And
I'm
I wanted not, to pull you up on this the other week,
I
actually.
Am not big on it, but I went as Clark Gable, basically, the absolute sort of sex siren heartthrob actor, which obviously ticks so many of my
boxes. A fat Clark
already.
Gable then, yeah?
No, not a fat Ben Affleck either. And that needs to stop here, all right? But we turned up. I mean, everyone was going, and let's be honest, wife was getting slaughtered. Everyone was getting bullied. I'm the designated driver, so I'm all right. And I'm looking around. I've got no idea who's going to basically be the killer. 20 minutes in, wife gets it. She's like, well, it's obviously him. I was like, what? How do you know this? Don't know. Is your missus the same? Does your wife or have you got a mate who's like Mystic Meg who just knows... The moment something comes on, when it's obviously, you know, the black bloke did it, or it's the Chinese guy with the dreads, or it's the girl who is actually the swimmer, but really she's not. She is the murderer behind this bloke. It's just incredible how quick she gets his stuff.
No, I'm obviously like that. Ain't like that. But first off, I want to say, regards to the Norwich video, brilliant put together. If anyone is ever struggling, please reach out to people. Please talk to someone. Because you don't have to struggle on your own. There's always someone there. There will be someone there. Samaritans is another one. If you want to ring Samaritans, if you have no one around you that you feel like you can't speak to, ring a stranger on Samaritans and they'll help you best they can.
Yeah.
My missus is more the one where you're watching a film with her and she'll be going, "Oh, did you like? Who do you think it?" Or she'll be asking questions. And
oh,
I'm like,
that is really annoying.
And I'm like, I'm watching the same film as you. So I mean, I'm exactly the same point. I've not watched this film before. But she also, this is another thing that women do that drive me mad.
I'm the annoying one, to be fair. I always ask questions, no, but no, I will pause I'd it watch. And I'll go, right.
No, well, that's even worse.
No, it can't be.
Well, if you're watching, like, say, a 3.5 hour film and you're pausing it, it's going to be like
a
whole.
It's a 3.5 hour film. What is the matter with you?
You not watched The Irishman?
That is a terrible film.
Great
that
film.
That is an app. No, it's not. It's a horrific film.
I've well, it's going to be horrific watching it with you. It's going to take you about a day. You have to have a week off work just to watch it with you. And you're pausing it every minute.
Luckily, I've got a couple coming up. So
now, my missus, the thing my missus does, she not films related or anything like that. She does this thing like tonight. She went and got dinner,
nice.
And she got me saying I don't like.
What?
So I'm pulling
hold
faces.
On, hold on. What is it, like a takeaway?
Not a take like a frozen meal, pretty much like a takeaway, but not
because we're doing you a meal that you don't like. You must know what you like and don't like, surely.
Well, when we're ordering pizza, not ordering, but it's one at Vazda.
Yeah.
She just got me like one I didn't want, and then I'm like, I don't want this one.
What do you mean there's a pizza you don't want? Why are you buying pizzas that you don't like?
Well, I didn't. She did. But then I say, oh, I didn't want this pizza. Oh, you're so ungrateful. It's like, well, no. I meant to say, oh, thank you. Forgetting me saying I don't want.
I really hate.
Do you get what I mean? Like, yeah.
I mean, there is that. It was. I don't have that because I do all the food shopping. So, and I won't lie, I do it. I used to do it. My wife's going to look at me and stare at me here. But I used to do it because there was a McDonald's in the Asda. And I thought, if I go, don't laugh. If
Pat
I
Ben
keep
Affleck.
laughing, it's mine. Ben Affleck, yeah. I would always go and try and get like a cheeky strawberry milkshake on route round. And it'd be like my blissful, I'm having a milkshake. I shouldn't have it. My wife's here and I don't care.
We
So do one. And now I don't anymore.
nearly split up when she was pregnant, because
that's never a good time to split up, by the way. Being pregnant and splitting up.
I'm really quite tight unless it comes to me. So if I go Asda, I'll get all the best stuff for me. So Pringles at like £3 a pack
That's
and stuff,
rough. That's tough
right?
for you.
But she said to me, "You're going shop. Can you get me some lunch? I want crusty ham and this, or crusty
Yeah,
rolls,
over the
ham,
top.
right?" So I
We've
went
all
over to the
been there,
shop,
mate.
and I saw stuff that was on offer or in the
The
second
yellow
hand,
stickers.
yeah, the yellow
The
sticker stuff.
second hand.
So do you know what I mean? In the
Have you got any
second hand,
second? Have you got any
well, I called it in
second?
the second
Have
hand
you got any
aisle.
second hand ham? No, I don't,
No,
thanks.
but
If
do you
that's
know what
all
I
right,
mean?
yeah.
No one wants it. And I thought, well,
Second ham
so I bought all this cheap stuff, saved money. And then she went absolutely ballistic, threw it at me, stormed out of the house. When I got what she actually wanted, wouldn't speak for me like the whole day.
If there
Yeah.
is an episode name, and if this isn't called Secondhand Ham, I'm going to be absolutely fuming.
But yeah, she, yes. Yeah, and I said, I was like, she's like, "Oh, you're so ungrateful." I'm like, "Why should I be grateful for something I didn't want? And I don't, now it's giving me chronic indigestion as well, by the way." Yeah, cheers.
Well, talking about stuff that gives me chronic indigestion, how many penalties are we going to miss?
That's ridiculous now, though, isn't it, Dan?
It's
Like,
absolute. I mean, okay, let's
do
rewind a
you,
little
I've
bit.
got a, I've
Was
got
it in? Did
from where I
it the
can't,
PB is
I'm, I
inconclusive.
went to the game.
I didn't see any of it. I know I was going to see it, but there was a problem with the TV,
Yeah,
which
I
is
went to the game and
it's going to upset me.
I thought it wasn't a bad penalty, as in the fact that it was a great save. The keeper had done his homework
Yeah, okay. Knew
on
Tilly
the
was just going to
penalty.
whack it, yeah.
Because he didn't move, he stood,
No.
and he kind of just goes like that and tips it onto the goal. So that for me is great homework from the keeper. You got to give him some credit. Yeah, my problem.
Would you have definitely given it to Tilly or with Ali now with a hat trick? Or are you thinking no, we're reverting to type?
My problem with our penalties at the moment is that we keep swapping and changing them. So we've had Tilly, we've had Ali, we've had who else is
Amahi Little.
Little. Do you know what I mean? I know Tilly weren't playing. I think we need to nail down a solid penalty taker,
Okay. And
and
who is that then?
for me it is Tilly. It was Tilly. His penalty that he scored was blind. He's missed one penalty. You've got to give him. To be fair, Ali's missed two or three penalties. What is it? Two penalties
So
he's missed.
Ali's on 0%,
And
0.3,
Ali's
isn't it?
penalties are horrendous as
Are
well.
really poor. And
They're
they've always
poor. And
and
the one
they
he
are
scored
poor.
for Iraq was poor as well.
Yeah, I agree.
So mine's Tilly. But I said to my boy, "Boog, why has Boogle's got a nice touch? He's got a nice finish on him. Why is he not penalty? He's a striker. Do you know what I mean? Step up. I don't. Or Reeves. Or do you know what I mean? Littles was awful, so he's not taking them again for me. Tilly is our penalty taker, I think.
Yeah, I
But
agree. Yeah.
it was a
Was
for
it a
me."
penalty?
Yeah,
Was
well,
it your end or the other end?
no, the other end. So again, it's
Yeah.
hard to say. I haven't seen many replays.
No,
I haven't
okay.
watched any of it back. But for me, it was a nil-nil game, but it wasn't a boring nil-nil.
No,
Do you know what I mean?
no, from
So
what I've seen and what I kind of could
they,
see a bit was all right.
Mansfield are the best team. First half, I've seen us play. They
Yeah.
opened us up three or four times.
What
Johnson, they done
what
him on
was so
toast.
good about them?
They just, the way they move the ball, and
Move the ball well there.
they keep two at the back and then push
Okay.
everyone else upfield. Everyone. They've
All
got a
right.
monster centre back. They're not great at the back. That's probably why they can see goals and give chances away. And people can't, we counted them so well. But when they moved the ball up front, I forget his name, number 26, Swan, I think it is. He went off in the
Yeah,
end.
Will Swan,
And
yeah.
Bergese with really dyed blonde hair. He went off at half time. When he went off at half time, we were so much better in the second half. They couldn't live with us second half because he was running the game first half. And they had, if they had Ali playing for them,
Yeah.
they would have won that game 3-0.
How was
Yeah.
he on Saturday?
He was all right. He tries, he had a few nice touches. He weren't on his game as you, but it was a good game of football, really good game of football. Really enjoyed it, even though it was
It
nil-nil. I
did seem like, genuinely seemed like two quite good sides,
Yeah.
who I feel like now are probably two at the moment. I know we're fourth and they're eighth or whatever, but it feels like two top 10 teams playing some decent stuff.
Well, they haven't lost, but they've
No.
drawn
A
what,
lot. I
eight
think
games?
eight. Yeah.
Eight, and they've won four games.
Yeah.
They draw a lot of games, which we said before we put this out last week. I like Mansfield. I like the ground. The stewards were spot on. Their fans, they've got a drummer, which a lot of people hate. I don't mind drummers if they drum pretty well. And he kind of, he had the same drumming noise, the same thing over and over again.
You're not doing
again,
the whole, you bang your drum and that's...
We were singing that, yeah, obviously.
Yeah.
But they have a little corner on the right-hand side that give it to the away fans and the away fans give it back. It's all, it was all fairly good banter and stuff. And I like that because it kind of, there's an atmosphere. Like when we missed the penalty, the whole ground stood up and they were all going mental.
Was it last year, Lee, that Wansfield, where a load of our fans got stuck in like a case?
Burger King. Yeah, Burger King across the road. Yeah. Because apparently my mates were not there last year and they got
That's
a coach.
Ridiculous.
It was a Tuesday night. So they got their own off.
I went there last night, last year on Tuesday. We entered Burger King before.
It got smashed, didn't
we? And
then
afterwards, it was like, yeah, all the women fans are logged in Burger King. I was like, oh, that can't be true.
We lost 5-2 and a lot of them went back to the coach. And the coach was right by that Mansfield section. And a few of their fans come out and started mouthing off to kind of my mates and stuff. My mates can all handle themselves. But they all got on the coach and went. And then apparently these Mansfield fans end up chasing like a load of our shirt fans and into a Burger King. And they had to lock the door to...
If you were to get chased by loads of fans into one shot, Burger King's probably not a bad shout.
Well, Scunthorpe, we didn't get chased, but we went into TGI Fridays because it was the only place nearby.
This is ridiculous.
And about 10 or 15 Scunthorpe fans tried to get into the TGI to attack us. There's all these families having meals, by the way. Tried to get into the TGI Fridays to attack us. It was the only place to get a beer, unless you walk miles back into town. And then they had two bouncers on the TGI Fridays because it's Saturday game day. And one of them threw something and it hit the bouncer. But the bouncer knew who they were. And he was bouncing in a bar that night. And we were talking to him after. And he was texting me. He goes, don't worry. When he comes down later, I'm going to give him a slap. I've told him. And he showed us texts. And this young lad who tried to steam up started going, I'm really sorry, Mick. I didn't know it was you. Please don't hurt me when I come to the bar. And he's,
oh, my days.
Yeah. Why are you steaming
TGI Fridays?
I just love
the fact that you've been chased into a TGI Friday.
We weren't chased into a TGI Fridays. We went into the TGI Fridays. And these lads tried to get
don't
in.
Don't order a pudding. What's that?
Well, I was drinking a margarita. Do you know what I mean? I've got my margarita glass thinking, who are these guys?
No, this is killing me.
It's like Morecambe Away. I went out to Morecambe Away once, right? There's, when
I'm
we
gonna
first...
see all you like, Hawaiian shirts and like drinking, having those cigarettes with a little extra bit on the end of it. And like, oh, watch out, Millwood turning up. Hide your tequila sunrise.
Worst one, we went up to Morecambe and across from the Morecambe statue, there's this pub. It's a decent pub. It's like a Wetherspoons at the bottom, like proper old school, old pub. But upstairs, a really good sports bar. They've got a foosball, couple of pools tables, a punch bag, shots are like 50p a shot. We're all in there getting steaming. We're downstairs. These, like, I'm talking 12-year-old boys come in. Speak to my mate Nick, who's massive. I think you know Nick. Yeah. He's a big guy. And said to him, do you want some, mate? Like, well, not... do you want some, mate? In a northern accent, right?
Because it's pantomime season. Yeah.
Do you want to step out to the street?
No, don't do that. Please don't do that accent.
And he looked at him. These were 12. They were about 5 foot, right? He looked at them just like laughing. They said, now there's 15 of us outside. Do you want to have a row? And he went... If you just finish your paper round and you come in, and then we went outside and then they all just legged it. It's weird behavior. Anyway, Mansfield. Sorry, we've digressed.
That was a good diversion.
But good game of. It was a really good game of football. We're playing some Nurfield. I thought was really good on Saturday. Tilly still off it for me. Still a bit off it.
Still feel like they're playing the right? I mean, I know we're obviously playing well, but I feel like they just don't swap enough. I don't see them swapping very much at all. I presume they like the fact that Tilly might tuck in or whatever.
Well,
feel like maybe switching would create teams a lot of problems. But
the problem for me, Dan, is I think we gave our hand out. Well, what we do with Tilly, we said that he said in an interview that he's got this free role, he can do what he wants. So a lot of teams now double up on him. Because he doesn't pass as much as he possibly should. He tries to be like the Assau last year, but do you know what I mean? He's scoring goals. But now they're putting two on him and stuff because they know that he's going to try and go around you. He's going to try and cut in and then put it in the corner or in the bottom half of the goal. I think he's the only one who struggled for me. Reeves, Little was just unbelievable. Like, literally, I don't think there was a blade of grass he didn't cover. He needs to get his Barnett cut. It's really annoying.
Yeah, it is long, isn't it?
He's trying to watch him, though, and he's got this, his hair all over the gaff, and I just thought, oh.
How was Oggs?
Oggs was all right. Again, a 7 out of 10.
Not out of 10.
Brilliant, but not, he didn't get roasted or anything. Johnson, first off, he was struggling. He got done for pace a couple of times. He got turned a couple of times. Joe Lewis is just unbelievable. There's a discussion.
There's got to be close to having a look at him permanently, surely.
Well, it depends. Someone said that he got we that they signed a new contract to kind of their asset, make sure their asset didn't go for nothing and stuff, but because they paid money for him.
Must be a great opportunity. He must be right on the list of being recalled in January. He must be.
The only the thing about that,
who's their centre backs?
The only thing is they play three at the back. They play two fullbacks though in that, and they have one centre back.
Oh right, okay.
So they play two fullbacks.
They play three at the back, but two of them are fullbacks. So actually, they only need one centre back.
But they said he won't be recalled for the reason of playing. He'll be recalled if we're up there and Stockport are up there. Can you imagine? We're up there with Stockport. And what are they going to do? They're going to weaken a rival by taking him back. Do you know what I mean? And that could be a worry.
I wouldn't disagree with that at all.
So that is my worry. Because before I was like, no, they're not going to recall him. Sunderland not going to recall Bass. Joe Lewis is never going to get recalled. They don't play in this. But they might recall him just to go, right, you ain't playing for Wimbledon at the moment because we don't want them beating us to the playoff place, or do you know what I mean? So, yeah. But he's just unbelievable. Like, he's such a good centre back.
Like a decent game without, like, it just seemed to be really two very competitive teams. As I said, I didn't see a huge amount of it. We were having a horrific buffering problem. But it was just interesting to sort of the fans' expectation of the team now playing against a big team. And Mansfield, to be blunt, I wouldn't say they're a big club, but they're a club that have been playing consistently decent. I mean, I think they're probably possibly playoffs last year.
Yeah,
thereabouts, aren't they?
They'll be up there this year. And people were saying we've only played teams in the bottom half of the table. And do you know what I mean? We've been beating teams that are not that good. Mansfield was our first real test. I know Stockport, but you've got to count in the fact they missed five players and the weather.
Yeah.
Mansfield was a proper test. We stood up. We could have come away with 3 points.
Mansfield were eighth last year, and they're eighth by 1 point because Salford went on that mental
and
knock.
They are
that weird game, didn't they?
And they are better this year than they were last year. My thing is, people keep saying, if we scored the penalty, that would have been 3 points. The problem I've got with this drop points because we're not scoring penalties is you don't know what would have happened after. It was an early penalty. You don't know if Mansfield might have thrown more bodies at it, might have come out. And do you know what I mean? Would we have gone further back defensively like we do sometimes? And do you know what I mean? I think with it 0-0, we still attack them. This team we've got at the moment, the only problem I've got, and I think a lot of people are raising it, and it's not a problem I've got, but I've seen it raised, is Johnny Jackson subs, and is he going to burn out some of the players? I trust judgment of our medical team this year. We've got new physio in. I can't see him playing. I know last year we killed Ali, do you know what I mean? But we didn't have much else. Do you know what I mean? We were close to finishing second bottom last year, and I think he just went for it. Where this year, we have got a decent squad. I was quite surprised not to see Ball in amongst it. But if Reeves and Little are fit and they're ready to play, why not keep playing your best team? Do you know what I mean? So
I think for me as well, Lee, is that while you're playing one game a week, I don't think that's a problem.
Yes.
I think it's absolutely fine. I think the real challenge is when you're going Saturday, Tuesday, Saturday, because you go from one game a week, technically, to possibly potentially two or even three if you do Saturday, Wednesday, Saturday. So it's just that kind of trying to get the balance. But while we're at one game a week, the other thing as well at the moment is we're 1 week closer for Callum Bailly, 1 week closer to Billa potentially.
Yeah.
So it's just, I think at the moment, personally, and again, frankly, if you're playing one of the top sides of the league, you play your best team. So yeah. I've got no problem. And we'll talk about Bradford later, but I am concerned, obviously, about lack of Ali on Saturday. But I would always, wherever possible, if it's one game a week, I'm picking my best team. And I'm thought, I don't need to rotate. I don't need to swap and change. There's going to be plenty of opportunities for change of tactics, change of formation, change of personnel due to injuries, international call-ups, this kind of malarkey. So, no, I'm more than happy to keep calm and carry on. And to be honest, Saturday, in my head, that's our best team.
I agree.
You're telling me a cup final tomorrow. That is our team.
I agree. And I think we're going to have to use rotation soon because we're playing Barrow away, Accrington at home, and then Morecambe away. Do you know what I mean? So we've got two long trips and a home game in between. Do you know what I mean? So he's going to have to use squad rotation, I think, especially. And then in the EFL Trophy games, we'll squad rotate. Do you know what I mean? So people are saying they feel McLean's being hardly done by. Don't see it really, because at the moment, who are you bringing him in for? You're not bringing him in for Davison. You're not bringing him in for Pierce, Brown. They're experienced players that we need. We got to remember with McLean, 6 months ago, he was working as a recruitment consultant, doing a full-time job. Do you know what I mean? And now he's gone into full-time
football.
Should he,
with that though, Lee, shouldn't the lad just go on loan?
No.
If Morgan Williams is going to go on loan to play games, why is McLean different?
Totally different. Right, and I'll tell you why.
Go on, right, you tell
Morgan
me
Williams.
And I'll tell you for why.
Morgan Williams, up until last year, had never played men's football. Right? McLean's been playing men's football for Hereford in Conference North or the equivalent to the Ryman.
So what's your point?
Would he go on? Why not play and train with the first team every week in, week out? Do you know what I mean? And play with Pierce's and Browns, teaching him Allies, Boogles. Do you know what I mean? With Nerfield, who's been at Luton and places like that, with Jackson, with his coaching staff. Why go out on loan when he's played men's football? The reason why you send people like Morgan Williams and Paris Locke on loan, and we did say Sasu at the start of season, is to get them experience in men's football so they come back and they can push on. McLean has played probably in some of the toughest conditions, toughest games with proper men who just kick hell out of you. Why do we need to send him on loan? I get it if he ain't getting game time, maybe.
To play at a better standard? But he's 23.
He's training with players. And why would you send him on loan where he's just moved here? Do you know what I mean? Foden-esque.
I will tell you for why. He's 23 and he's played 112 games.
Yeah.
Of those 112 games, 31 is for Newcastle Town and they are members of the Northern Premier League, Division One West.
Ryman Premier League, yeah.
And then you've got, is that Ryman Prem?
Probably just below it, probably Division One. So maybe.
And then Hereford.
Yep.
And Hereford are affiliated to the Hereford County. What league are they in? And they're in the Southern League, Division One South, which must be Ryman South, right?
Yeah.
He's now gone to Wimbledon. Surely.
That's a big step up, though.
Yeah, that's the point I'm making. Surely there's a step in the middle that
is
worth a punt. Maybe
I don't think
going
so at the moment.
Conference for a month rather than not playing would do him good.
No, I don't think so. He's just moved to the area. He's just moved from the north down.
How do you know? He bumps into it at TGI Friday or something?
Yeah, when we're getting run by Scunthorpe. I disagree. I think it's a Foden-esque kind of situation.
Can you stop comparing?
No, I know.
Bill Foden. That will upset him.
I get Morgan Williams and stuff like that but I just think keeping with us at the moment, training and stuff, maybe in January go out on loan, but at the moment, keeping training with Tilly, keeping training with Nerfield, keeping training with Ali, keep him around it. Do you know what I mean? Don't send him out on loan where he's going to get lonely and struggle. And we're talking about mental health earlier. Do you know what I mean? It's a tough place to go for when you're on loan and you're lonely and stuff, a new area. Keep him with people that he knows. For this season alone, like remember, he's 23, so he's not. He might have a loan next year for 6 months and then come back. Don't need to do it right away. Anyway, right.
All right, Dad.
Should we move on?
Well, if you want to not go on about Phil Foden, then yeah.
Bill Foden.
Bill.
Right, we'll move on. And when we come back, what we're going to discuss is Wimbledon fans that you bumped into in far out places. And also, if as a Wimbledon fan, what kind of merchandise you should own to be a Wimbledon fan? And what kind of memorabilia do we own?
What random stuff have you got in your house?
Yeah, Danny's got it. Right, back in a minute.
A bush.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Picture the scene. All of your mates around, you've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Partner this with your team playing champagne football. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. There's nothing quite like a McDelivery. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
We're back. We're going to discuss where you've seen Wimbledon fans in far-flung places. what you should own to be a Wimbledon fan, pretty much. Well, not to be a Wimbledon fan, but what kind of stuff do people buy and what kind of memorabilia do you have that, yeah, is like a one-off piece kind of thing. But the first one is I wanted to speak about, Danny, is because a friend of mine, Kate, she went to Napoli. Or okay. Naples, sorry, not yeah, Naples. Yeah. Well, she went on a little tour of Italy.
Well, it's Napoli if you're from Italy, and obviously you're a man of incredible intellect and you're more cosmopolitan than me. So,
yeah, so
it would be Napoli for you. Well, I mean, yeah. what's your Italian like?
Ciao, grazie, scusi. Yeah, yeah, like that. Yeah, I've got pigeon Italian.
It sounds like a pigeon.
But as I was saying, yeah, so a friend of mine, Kate Ducklin, she went out to Italy with a friend of hers, and they went on a bit of tour of Italy, finished it with a trip to Napoli, and they were just bowling around the stadium, bumped into a Wimbledon fan. Well, guy in a Wimbledon polo shirt was like,
that's bonkers.
Do you know what I mean? In the middle of like Napoli's ground, massive ground, like, and you bump into people, like, it's mad. I know a friend of mine, Nick, he's bumped into Wimbledon fans in like Spain and stuff.
Have you ever bumped into someone like okay, so let's go through the tick list. Number one, have you been abroad to a bar, an Irish bar, or is nonsense in Tenerife, and seen an item of Wimbledon memorabilia up?
No,
like, have you been into the Paddy's in Tenerife and you've seen a Wimbledon scarf or anything like that?
Other bars are available. I've I go to obviously Germany quite a bit to watch football, yeah. As people might know. I don't really mention it that much.
I only mention it every other week.
And I was in a German bar in Dusseldorf, and it had all these scarves and all that, and they had like Chesterfield and Scunthorpe. I was like, shit, get me in a TGI. And I was like, there's no AFC Wimbledon one. So next year, when I'm going in April, we were going to go Berlin. We're going back to Dusseldorf now because loads of grounds.
So you're going to take a scarf with you?
I think I might. Yeah, I'm going
to
take a scarf.
Have you ever done that? Have you ever taken something deliberately with you to leave?
No, because I don't know if you're going to go into a bar and they go, no, mate, we don't. Like, this is a Milton Keynes bar.
Not that kind of vibe.
You know what I mean? And you're kicking off. But yeah. Well, we once on my stag in Magaluf when I first got married, my first marriage. I think I told this story. There was a load of Portsmouth fans who all had to buy a different shirt.
Yeah.
And one guy come in an MK shirt, and there's like 15 of us Wimbledon fans started going mental, and he's like, mate, I'm a Portsmouth fan who had to wear this kit. I didn't want to wear it, but yeah.
It is a weird thing as well, because like whenever I'm away, I mean, whenever you're away, it's almost like a thing that you want to wear your shirt just to kind of, it's a conversation starter. Whenever on a Saturday you go to the bar to watch soccer Saturday, whatever, you wear your shirt because it's kind of an easy chat, and you're watching a bit of football with some Jim who's a Yeovil fan or whatever. But yesterday I bumped into women. Well, I didn't bump into women fan as such, but good mate of mine, Matt, he is the assistant manager at Chipstead with Lewis Taylor. And I stood there for an hour and a half watching Chipstead yesterday, who won 4-1, who played great. I was next to Lewis Taylor's dad. He was hilarious. And bizarrely, he went to same bloke's wedding work, Matt, and I was put next to Lewis Taylor's dad. It was hilarious. He was absolutely great value. But you always, as well, with the cricket, whenever there's an Ashes or whatever, they always, and again,
it's one of those things,
I love looking at the flags and stuff.
One of my friends owns the AFC Wimbledon one that's been at the Ashes, the one that at the Ashes. That's Kev Brogan and John White, that he owns, that they own that flag and go to. And then there was also Matt Lowndes has the champagne that was up in the rugby recently.
He was wearing the Hawaiian shirt, wasn't he?
Yeah, the Wimbledon Hawaiian shirts, yes.
Like that's like random bump intos. That, yeah. So
I like your one, far flung one, and you come up with Chipstead, so that's good.
Yeah, exactly.
The problem I've got as well, though, is what you said. When you're in a bar in Spain, you've got your Wimbledon, got a bit of Wimbledon memorabilia, like shirt on, polo shirt or something, because obviously you said, you want everyone to know you're a Wimbledon fan in that bar.
Yeah, but whatever it is, I don't know why it is, but and then you got proud of your team, so you put it on.
Yeah, and one guy, like a Stoke fan, goes, oh, you're Wimbledon? Like, what? Oh, what Wimbledon are you? It's like, mate,
oh, Jesus.
Hate that. Or when you ain't got nothing on, sorry, you ain't wearing your shirt or stuff, and they go, oh, who's your sport? And you go, Wimbledon. Oh, which one? It's like, mate, there's only one Wimbledon, dickhead.
The good thing as well is when you're watching a bar and you go, Wimbledon, and they go, oh, right. And they like the story, don't know any players. Like, couldn't name you a single player.
Well, I can't name players from other teams, like Yeovil. If I was speaking to a Yeovil fan in a bar, I'm not going to go, oh, Joe Bloggs up front for you is decent.
But what is, I'll tell you the thing that is interesting, though, is in the summer, before I went back to school, went to Kingston with the wife and, you know, did whatever we're doing. And I was like, I wonder if I see any of the boys from school. And I actually saw a boy walking around, not from our school, but wearing a Wimbledon shirt. And it is the, one of the weird things is that when I was younger, I very, 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 very rarely saw a boy wearing Wimbledon cap, Wimbledon hat, Wimbledon whatever. But of late, I've seen a lot of random guys wearing Wimbledon stuff. Saw a bus driver the other day wearing a Wimbledon cap, and I gave him a toot. Just, it's. I'm seeing more and more randomly bumping into Wimbledon fans, and it is, it's absolutely brilliant to feel that you're doing that. But I can't remember being in many weird places and bumping into Wimbledon fans.
I had that the other week in Southend. So I'm driving along in the taxi. I saw Wimbledon, like training top. So I gave a bib, undone the window, up the Dons. He's like, what, mate? I said, go on the Wombles. He's like, what? I said, your jacket. Yeah. He's like, oh, yeah, I used to play for the youth team. I'm at Southend now. I'm like, why are you winning the Wimbledon one? He didn't have a clue. Really annoyed me, actually, because I was like, yes, Wimbledon fan in Southend. I'm not the only one. There's a few around this area. There's a few in Southend. There's one in Westcliff, one in Lee. But yeah, far from.
You know, it is interesting when you're like, randomly bump into someone. You're like, oh, it's a polo shirt.
As I said, I bet.
A sticker in the car.
There'll be loads of Wimbledon fans who have been in like Hawaii or something, and they're walking down the beach and they'll see a Wimbledon fan and be like, what the. As I said, it was only because my friend went out to Naples and yeah, she saw a Wimbledon polo with her mate. So I was like,
I just find it fascinating how that happens. But moving on then from that, let's talk about a very passionate subject of mine,
yes,
which is random memorabilia. So
you
want to
go with the memorabilia, not the
what we can
what
do?
You
we
own.
Can we can do we can amalgamate the conversation
because I'm going to get in trouble in this bit. A bit.
Well, in that case, if you're going to get in trouble, then let's accelerate that bit. Let's get you straight in trouble, son. But I was going to say, part two of when you go abroad is going into any tourist shop, and these two like glasses, didn't they? And it was like, I'd rather be watching, and it would be hand painted Man United or Tottenham,
you know what I got?
Or Chelsea. I got a Wimbledon glass, like a pint glass, like a tankard, hand painted Wimbledon flag, Wimbledon badge. Brilliant, it was.
You'll raise
me that. Okay, I can raise you after that. So go on. I will start with the hand painted Wimbledon glass.
Right.
Over to you.
So I'm in Prague.
In Praha.
Prague, yep. There's a couple of shops. There's quite a few of them, I think, around. They do Russian dolls, but in football colours.
Nice.
And there's Wimbledon one. Don't look anything like the players. So this was when Akinfenwa and Taylor were playing. And it don't look... And I got two of them because I got one for me and one for my boy. One of them, Akinfenwa was... No, Lyle Taylor's like proper like black as they come on it.
Yeah.
And the other one, he's like white as you come on. I'm like...
Oh, my God.
Do you know what I mean? It's so... And they don't look nothing like each other. It was Barch... Reeves is in there as well, little Reeves. But yeah, Russian dolls in Prague. AFC Women Russian dolls.
I'll raise you.
You can't raise that, mate.
I'm raising you, mate.
Go on, then.
For my dad's birthday when I was younger, we were going around like a garden centre and I saw loads of football players, right, in the kit. And they were like, you know, Tottenham fan or whatever. So it was like, I'm trying to think of what's in the garden, hon? Like, it was like a...
A gnome.
It's like bigger than a gnome. It's a football player gnome, right? But,
yeah.
You know, not with a white beard and a stupid hat. It was a football player with a ball at his foot standing up. It's probably...
Like a man-sized Sabutio.
Kind of, but from the floor to the knees, right? So we're going around the shop and there's like Man United one and it would have, you know, Steve Brew or Cantona, I think it was, and all this sort of stuff. Do you know like when you have... When we were like mid-90s and you used to be able to get like Rob, the little statue of Robbie Earl, the tiny little thing.
Yeah.
So imagine that, but more like up from the floor to your knees. So going around, I'm like, there is not a chance. I was with my mum, I was like, there is not a chance there's a Wimbledon one. I turn around the corner, there's a John Fashanu one.
Yes, right? I love it.
And this is, I'm gonna get a picture and show you. It's quite tall. It's the blue kit with the yellow little thing. It's got fashion. It's like literally the paint is like black paint. It looks ridiculous. But on the back, it's got like a little shirt. You just see the 9 fashion on it. And I was like, that is insane. I bought it for my dad. It's still in his garden now. Not
good
broken.
There.
It's still
yeah.
there. It is sensational. So that's me up to it. Beat that.
Right. Well, I've got.
If you've got a half and half scarf, I've lost.
No,
but
everybody's half and half scarf should be banned from football.
That, I totally agree. That is absolutely
banned.
Shambolic.
Unless you're a tourist. Different.
Okay. What about. Badges? Are you? Have you got?
Yes,
any...
Big badge. I'm a badge collector.
No, you're not.
I am. I've got...
Are you back? Okay. 25, 30 badges. About... Yeah, but are you talking about different clubs, different grounds?
No. Just AFC Wimbledon. Badges. Just AFC Wimbledon ones. Different Wimbledon ones.
Why have you got 30 different badges for?
Because they're all different Wimbledon or AFC Wimbledon badges. I've got like the AFC Wimbledon.
Where do these...
They live in a little box I've got. So every time I see a different badge... Like I was in Cheddar Gorge once on holiday. Going down to Cheddar Gorge. Really good place, actually, if no one's ever been. I went caving. I probably couldn't do it now. I'd probably get stuck. But, yeah, really good. And there's a guy who owns a sweet shop, and he makes the sweets in front of you.
Terry's Cheddar Gorge.
I don't know, but they make the cheese as well. And then I went in this shop, and they had loads of Wimbledon badges, like Wimbledon badges. So I bought them all. Bought them all, gave them to my mates. The other one, which I loved, and I told a really white
lie. So you got 30 badges?
No, about 15, I think it was.
And do you feel that in order to be...
I've got 30 badges. No, I've got 30 Wimbledon badges, yeah.
Do you feel like if you're a Wimbledon fan, you should have a Wimbledon badge, like a poppy one or whatever?
Or just the AFC Wimbledon badge and you should wear it on...
Is that an essential to be a Wimbledon fan, do you think?
Yes.
Right, part... Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. All right, carry on.
And so back when we was at King's Meadow non-league days, we did a £50 or a raffle. And at the team photo, you could go in the middle. I think people were... I won. And I was in the middle, and I wore the shirt, that season shirt, for it. And I told my boy, Jack, who's 14 now, and for years I lived off this, that is when I played for AFC Wimbledon.
And
I was there for that season. I think Danny Kibble's there. I can't remember where the photo is, but I got it somewhere. And I've got that, all the players. And, yeah, I played, and he believed it for years. He was telling everyone, oh, look, this is when my dad played for Wimbledon. Yeah, he doesn't like that story now.
I'll tell you what I've also got, which is pretty cool. I've got cufflinks. Right, you won't know about cufflinks because you're dragged up. I bet you're still wearing the proper nice shirts at weddings with no sleeves. You're one of them types.
Don't wear no sleeves at a wedding, mate.
Exactly. You're just rolling it up. You're probably at the reception before you even get there. You've got no actual sleeves.
The only thing you do at a wedding is take your tie off, put it around your head.
Right. So for those who weren't dragged up and went to grammar school like me, we have longs. I have the long sleeve, and you obviously get the...
Yeah, everyone knows how cufflinks work, mate.
All right, fine. Well, I've got cufflinks, and then each one are Wimbledon programs. Like a famous Wimbledon program.
Nice.
Each side. That's a pretty funky little bit. I tell you what I don't have, and again, we're kind of drifting in a bit into the things that you must have. I feel like I need a Wimbledon tie. I'm just looking at my wife. Christmas is coming. Feel like I need a Wimbledon tie. Okay, so let's go through some. You reckon that every Wimbledon fan should have a Wimbledon badge. Is that fair?
Yep.
Scarf?
No.
Excuse me?
That's your 12.
What do you mean? What do you mean? Unless you're 12, what? Not like a proper... I'm not talking. You don't think? Oh,
I collect scarves. I collect scarves.
Collect scarves and not own a Wimbledon scarf. What is it about with you?
No, I have a Wimbledon scarf, but I wouldn't wear it to a Wimbledon game. I'm not 12.
But you own one. I have to own one because I collect.
As I said, I go to watch football abroad a lot, so I get a scarf from that team because I don't think.
But have you got a Wimbledon scarf at home?
Yes.
Right. So you have a Wimbledon scarf.
Yeah, but I don't think you need it. I don't. You know what I mean?
It's not essential thing that you should have at home.
No, it's a collectible.
Okay. What about then, and this is where it gets tricky, double parter, a replica shirt, but more importantly, name a number of a player on the back.
Only to wear when you're either going to the gym or you're going on holiday. Or like me,
What if you're like you don't go on holiday or go to the gym?
If you're an adult, or you're over the age of 14, you should
you
not
don't
be...
think it, should no one should, they shouldn't have replica shirts?
Should not be wearing a replica shirt.
At a game.
And what annoys me as well, replica shirt over hoodies.
See, that's the thing. And this is where fashion changed. When I was younger, that was the rage. It was put a jumper on. Don't put a T-shirt underneath the jumper. Put a jumper, put the shirt over, pull the hood out. I'm absolutely loving it.
Yeah, Jimmy Savile was the rage back then as well, mate.
It's true. So I was getting locked in the TGI Fridays, I suppose. it's all about rages. And it's weird because I haven't bought a proper replica shirt for yonks. Literally, yonks. Never would buy one, never was given one, didn't want one.
I've got last year's third shirt.
And then, bizarrely, this year, I saw the current third shirt, you know, the navy one. Is that basically the one that you're wearing? And I was like, I really like that. And I feel like I wanted to buy it. I was tempted with the replica, you know, the old retro thing that some of them are wearing, which was the old L&X. Love that shirt. but I decided I was going to go for this year's third. But so do you buy one every year?
No, not really, because again, I'm quite carrying a few extra pounds that I really wouldn't.
And don't shirts really for some reason, but why are they so tight?
Yeah, and they come up really tight. They don't look good.
Every single match kit.
It's
like, why can't we just have a liberal? Maybe I'm really showing 40, but why can't we just have a liberal sized shirt?
They always come up a size too small.
Why is it every single fan, regardless of your age, weight, height, occupation, you've got to be aerodynamic? Come on.
No, but it's skinny people look all right in shirt. I don't mind a woman in a football shirt either, but that's my own personal preferences. But yeah, I don't know. I like a polo shirt, a Wimbledon polo shirt. I like the white one.
I was going to say, so we think that.
I like the shorts. I get the shorts quite often because there's ones with the zips. The Wimbledon, yeah, the Wimbledon shorts with the zips.
Oh, sorry. I thought you meant the playing shirt.
No, not the playing shorts. I'm talking about.
Intense individual to get playing shorts.
No, I'm talking about the shorts with the zips.
The full kit is definitely out.
Of course it is. Yeah, unless you're a kid.
What about, like, so at a game, do you feel like if you're a Wimbledon fan, you should go to a game showing or wearing some sort of apparel, i.e.
No.
some sort of... No. You reckon it's okay just to turn up without any
badge
kind
on,
of logo?
Maybe a hat.
But you should have... So you should or shouldn't be showing to the public when you're going to a game that you're a Dons fan?
But it's a bit different. I go in different circles to you, you see. So I don't know, because people will mug me off now, because back in the day, I used to wear a full tracksuit when I was about 15, 16, and try and pretend I was one of the youth team players and get into areas that I shouldn't be in at Selhurst. But no, yeah, well, each to their own and stuff. But as I said, a polo and stuff like that. This is me personally, Danny, is because I go out usually after games or stuff. I used to go out after game. You can't get into pubs and some clubs with women's shirts on or football shirts on. So you wear your little badge and stuff like that. Unless
my question to you then is, what do you own? What is it?
I own everything
pretty much. Right now, talk me through what is in your memorabilia / Wimbledon stash. What is in it?
Well, I've got about four pairs of shorts, different pairs. The grey ones were nice. Yeah, I've got replica shirt, which I don't, again, I don't wear unless, do you know what I mean? Not to a game, but yes.
You've obviously got the Finch polo, obviously.
The Finch polo I've got
last,
yes.
Baker hoodie, naturally.
Yeah, of course. Don't mind a hoodie. Don't mind a hoodie, which is the badge on and stuff. But I own pretty much all of it.
What about are you?
I like the posters and stuff though as well. I think I've got posters like I forget his name now, but it's, what? Not posters of players. I'm talking about like Plough Lane and the old Plough Lane.
On your wall, you've got a picture of bloody Alex Pearce. I mean, you're absolutely shambles.
No, it's not on my wall. It's
bet you still got Alfie Bendel up from last year.
No, that's Mick Dore. He's had to take it down there in tears. He hugs it at night, but. I mean, Mick there in the Alex going, Alfie.
I don't know how that would go.
Come back to me, Alfie. Come back to me.
I don't know what Mrs. Baker would do if I turned up and I went, here's a lovely photo or a poster of Plough Lane, I think. I think she would go, I don't think this is for me.
I can imagine you're one of these people that would have the curtains, the bed sheets.
No, I'm actually the opposite. I'm very, very, very light on it. I mean, I literally have one. Well, no, that's a lie. I had two. My sister bought me the yellow one, and I got, I can't believe I'm going to say this, I got Baker 4 on the back, which is, I think, is
getting your own name sad as well.
I mean, that is really, really rough. I've actually done that twice. When I was younger, I had a Wimbledon. Do you remember the goalkeeper's top, which was like red or like ridiculous? Like someone put loads of paint. I got one. My nickname was Rocky when I was a kid. I got one Rocky on the back.
Rocky?
And I was like, Rocky. And I was like, and I can still probably just about. And Brennan,
see,
I can wait on.
I can give you.
Squeeze it on now.
I can give you player. Player's name's fine. I used to have a Cuckoo. I had L. I had Wayne Gray. Just before he made one appearance. I was like, love this kid.
I got 18. I got 18 Wildfig on the back rather than Ainsworth. When we're in the championship.
See, that's
the maxi,
that's
yellow maxi muscle.
That's wrong.
Like the shirt though.
Yeah, but why are you getting Wildfig? His name's
I got slaughtered at Norwich away as well. The day that Nilsson got two, went to that Norwich.
Oh, I just as a I was Father Christmas at that game.
Was you?
I was dressed as Father Christmas. Done it at Tranmere away. I got run by a load of scallies.
Of course you did.
They were going, hey, give us a present. Give us a present. I was like, mate, I'm not really Santa Claus. Sorry to
disappoint.
We're gonna rob your house.
I don't have loads. I've got I'll tell you what I really liked. I liked the zip up jacket, like the warm up jackets.
Yep.
I got last year's one with the Wimbledon on the back.
Problem I got with that, I got a real All big right. problem with them.
Okay, well don't have a big problem, just have a small problem.
They're really nice.
Yeah.
Except for the writing on the back.
No, I actually really like the writing on the back.
No, it's stupid. Why? You don't need it. Just it's nice plain jacket. It's really nice. You've got
it's
the badge.
A warm-up jacket. That's the
but
point.
But why? You don't need Darcy Wimbledon on the back. Really annoyed me that did.
You need to rep.
No, I didn't like that.
I've got the yellow one, which is
well,
nice.
Well, the badge ain't enough.
I've got the yellow one, which is like, you know, we are the resurrection badge. Love it. Never wear it. It's just who wears a bright yellow jacket? Like
the problem I've got as well is...
Let's be all away. I'm not wearing it.
I'm always... No, it'd be red. I'm always spilling food down myself, so I can't wear white or yellow or anything like that. Because
just don't do that.
Well, my missus won't buy me anything white. I go out, I go, what about this? She goes, no, because you'll get ketchup on it.
And what's then? So we've got loads of random stuff. What is the one item that you own that you're most proud of that you've still got, and one item that you have got and you're like, yeah, that was I shouldn't have done that really.
So the one I shouldn't have really bought. And it's in front of me, actually. I can see it. It's the pendant from when we played Spurs in the FA Cup at Wembley. It's a pendant.
What, when we were at half-time?
Yeah.
You absolute fool.
And
I
can't remember how much
I
paid
that?
For it. I don't know, mate. It was one of these things. Ridiculous. I was like, oh, I love that. We're never going to play that again. And I was saying, and then, yeah, I can't remember what it's got. It's got Wimbledon versus Tottenham Wembley, or Tottenham versus Wimbledon at Wembley.
Oh,
yeah, FA Cup third round. It weren't even a big game. Cost me about 50 quid, I'm sure of it. I'm sure it was.
That is absolutely terrible.
That's not a great buy. The problem is, I will literally, if it's Wimbledon, I will buy it. So, like, gnomes and stuff. I will. If I see anything with Wimbledon,
I can get that.
The one thing I do like, I have got a pair of... what's it called? I've got two things I do like. I've got a signed Wimbledon shirt, the old white one Was it Ellen?
Yeah, that's a nice one, yeah.
I got that signed by all the players coming back from the away game. It's Marcus Gow, Trotter, all them, John Artson. Got that signed, and I can't remember where it is. Framed, yeah, it was framed. Now it's framed. Lovely. I don't know where it is, though. Really don't know where it is. And I got Sammy Moore's boots from the Ebbsfleet game. When he didn't score in them, he played first half, didn't score in them, changed them.
Was that the cup replay?
Yeah, no, that was at Ebbsfleet away when John Fashanu ran on the pitch.
John Fashanu?
Yeah, he was there doing commentary or doing punditry.
Yeah,
but
was that the Ebbsfleet game away when it was about to go to penalty?
Might do, yes. And then Sammy Moore scored.
We ended up playing an MK, didn't we?
Yeah, and then Sammy Moore scored, but he didn't score in them boots. And the worst thing about that is Sammy Moore actually sold me them boots. He didn't give them to me, he sold me them.
How much did you pay for them?
I think it was about 50 quid again.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Well, at the game, he was like, I'll give him to me.
No, this was, I think he was selling them on Facebook or something. He said, I'm getting rid of these boots. And I was like, well, I'll have them if you sign them. And he's like, yeah, I'll sign them. And he goes, 50 quid. I was like, all right. And then before a game once, I think it was hard times for him now. I don't think he was on loads of money, but yeah, it's still cheeky, isn't it?
That is ridiculous. I've got nothing really like that. I mean, I have an old autograph, but which, again, and I had loads of programs. I don't know where you sit with programs. I used to buy them. Probably had 15 years, every single one, probably, bar a couple. Some big name games. I think my favorite Wimbledon memorabilia is actually my mum and dad's house. My dad, well, my mum, bless her, my dad went to the cup final with my brother. My dad got the program. So he's got the program with the tickets in it and that sort of stuff in a nice frame, like proper old school Woolworths type frame. And it's always, when I was younger, the toilet used to be a Wimbledon shrine. She'd go in and like program stuff on the wall. The stupid bloody gnomes in the corner. It wasn't in the garden, it was in the bloody corner. And it was just a wicked, like, you go in, it was like, all right, I mean, and it was one of them tiny little box, like, you know, tiny like cubicle kind of places. And I remember all of my Wimbledon stuff was in that house. And I thought it was a great picture.
In my younger days, I used to buy everything. Like I bought the FA Cup final program. I got a ticket off eBay and framed it, even though I didn't go to the game because I was only about seven, wasn't even a Wimbledon fan then. Do you know what I mean? I just bought everything that was worth. I go on eBay now and I look, and I've had to be stopped because I had a big problem buying.
Really,
I bought Wimbledon stamps, Wimbledon FC stamps. And the good thing now is my boy is kind of getting involved in it now. He like match tickets. He wants all the match tickets from the games that he's gone to.
That's quite sweet.
So he's collecting all them, and I think he's framing them.
The Matt and you know, all the other guys in the club shop, because I went in there and some of the stuff looks bonkers. Like,
do we have Wimbledon ducks yet? Like proper rubber ducks. No,
ducks. I think I've seen those.
I need rubber ducks. A lot of wooden ones.
Was like golf. Like, you know, like you've got, like, if you're hitting a golf tee, you can put the little, the sleeve on the top of the driver and that sort of stuff. I don't know what they're called.
Mate, some places, I went to Dortmund last year, didn't I? Borussia Dortmund, and we went in their club shop. And I'm telling you, they sell everything in Dortmund Cup, like everything. Like, they'll have a coffin in Borussia Dortmund Cup, like in there. They had barbecue stuff. You could get, you know, the burger flipper, one of them. Borussia Dortmund burger flipper. You could get a Borussia Dortmund pots and pans. It's just mad, man. Like, this is just crazy. But yeah, I think we move on because we've been waffling for ages. But yeah, let us know the memorabilia that you own, anything that you're proud of, the things
I'd love a really good picture of something absolutely mental. I will get a picture of the
Sabutio thing,
of the gnome thing, and then you'll be like, that is, it's in the garden now. You'll be like, that is ridiculous.
Yeah, let us know what you got and buyers that you just think, why have I bought this? But it's Wimbledon.
That would be brilliant. And, I'm gonna go around my dad's. I'm gonna start taking loads of pictures. It'll be absolutely hilarious.
Get involved. Right, we come back, we'll preview the game against Bradford on Saturday.
The Wombles Had a Dream podcast. By the fans, for the fans.
So we're back for the final part of the episode. We're going to be discussing Bradford on Saturday. Usually you look at it and think, well, this is going to be I think it will be a tough game. But you look at it and think, right, it's going to be a really tough game against one of the teams that are going to be up there. They're really struggling this year, Bradford. I know they just recently sacked Mark Hughes and Glenn Hodges.
I couldn't believe how they actually managed to do that.
We're even favourites to win. They're 5-2, which is a big price for Bradford. But then they've lost to Tranmere, who we battered. They've lost to Walsall, who we battered.
Are they potentially missing anybody international break?
I'm not sure, unfortunately. I'm not. They're sitting in 14th, 1-4, drawn 4, lost 4, minus 1 goal difference. So they're pretty much a mid table team at the moment, like we were last year before our run.
They've always got, what's his name up front?
They've got Cook, haven't they? Yeah. I like Bradford because I'm meeting up with a couple of Bradford mates who come to the game, and we go out there with them. We won't be the issue because we're going to Dublin, but yeah, they're good lads. Really like them. I really like Bradford. Bradford's a great away day as well. Great strip of bars. But yeah, I've been meeting up with a guy called Mike, who's a massive Bradford fan, having a few beers with him before the game. It's always good laugh, good banter. But yeah, hopefully we'll beat them. My worry is no Ali on Saturday, Danny.
I think that's massive, mate.
You throwing Davison in, or are you putting Bugle and Pell?
I think the difficulty with being at home is that I kind of feel like we need to be on the front foot, and I don't overly think it suits us. And I think that the way that Ali plays away from home with his speed, I think him and Tilly and completely forgot the name of the winger, Nurfil, those guys really, really benefit from playing away and being quick. I feel like at home, they can sit back, and without someone who's going to run a bit quicker, I think if you play Pell and you play Bugiel, they're two very, very similar players, and it will change the way that we play. So I think he'll go for Davison, but Davison, I know it's a bit of a weird one because he scored the last time I saw him play at home, but I find him very, very, very non-offensive.
Yep.
And I think he can be very, very easy to play against.
Yeah.
So that's my major concern. Whether they do something a bit different and maybe play Bugiel and maybe bring Tilly as a 10 and they put Sasu on the wing. So you're playing kind of, instead of Pell and Bugiel, you're playing Tilly and Bugiel, and Tilly's got a bit more of a freer rein and he maybe get behind. Or even Sasu. I personally just feel like if you play Davison, he's very easy to manage. But I mean, what are you thinking?
My worry with that is morale and not starting Davison when he's meant to be the third choice striker, and he's not
you don't start when your big striker's away. It's going to be a bit demoralising for him, really. I'm with you, though. I just don't think he's good enough at the moment, unfortunately. No. I don't think he has been. He's slow. He looks trudged when he comes on. I think he might start with Pell and Bugle, because at least Pell can go into that midfield and we can take that over. But then it does, they're not offering us a load of pace up front. And my worry with Ali not playing is where Tilly's off the ball goals-wise, where are goals coming from on Saturday?
Yeah.
Because defensively, we look solid. Do you know what I mean? But going forward, I think we do look a bit wide. But then if Tilly can find some form, Nerfield needs a goal, because he ain't scored since pre-season, is it?
No, I don't think he has.
I can't remember he has. But yeah, it's a sellout on Saturday, which is good news as well. We're sold out. That's good. So I just, Curry being back is huge for us. He's massive. Reeves, little start again. I'd have Nerfield one wing, Tilly the other. And then it is the choice of the strikers, really. Does he go with Davison? I think he will do.
Yeah.
I think he will.
I think the Tranmere did it. Game winning 4-1 at home was a massive, massive relief for the fan base and for what appears to be the bock, if you like, the fact that we kind of struggled at home. I guess it's just playing at home without Ali, it doesn't necessarily suit our style. And I think we are set up to be quite a quick counter-attack team and this sort of stuff, the way that we kind of play. And I feel like it suits us being away from home. So I'm a little bit concerned, and like I said, missing out on Ali is huge. And again, if you took Cook out of their team, I think they would be relatively lightweight as well. So them not without Mark Hughes, I think their current manager is Kevin McDonald. He's played for Sheffield United.
Not 100%.
Centre midfielder. He's been playing for them, and now he's managing them. It was an interesting week because Marquise went, as did Neil Harris, which was quite an interesting week.
But strange how they haven't recruited yet, because it's been a week, hasn't it? At least or two since he got sacked.
Yeah, and they haven't recruited. I don't know what they're doing, but so I feel like it's a fantastic opportunity for us.
Yes.
If you think about the league table now, I mean, like I said, we're fourth, but a win, we're top. Yeah. And our goal difference, by the way, is, one of the best in the league.
And this is what George was saying.
When was the last time we were ever that? I mean, it's ridiculous.
And this is what George...
Plus 10, that's outrageous for us.
I know. And this is what... And Gillingham got minus one. This is what George was saying on the pod the other week. This month is huge for the club, because it is... We are playing League Two football teams. Mansfield, we have Bradford... You know what I mean? They're solid League Two football teams. We then have to go to Barrow and Morecambe and then squeeze Accrington in again, who we all know are ugly side and can beat anyone sometimes. So, it's massive for us on Saturday. Good for Bradford. Will bring their full allocation, so they'll make loads of noise. Should be a good atmosphere down there. I do worry about us missing Ali, but we have got strength in depth. I hope Evans is back at least to make the bench.
Yeah, where's he been?
He's had a hamstring tweak or something, so... It's worrying me, as I said, with these two. Not worrying me. It's just we signed two players. Lakin's not about it now. And Evans has played one game since he signed. Do you know what I mean? And then, as I said before, we should have done with another striker in. With Ali gone, we could have done with that striker. And we said earlier in the podcast, with McLean sitting out now, not being near it, we got two players who are injured. And do you know what I mean? They're only on loan till January. So, hopefully he'll be back and on the bench at least. Gives us another attacking threat, because we need it on Saturday. So, McLean might even make the bench on Saturday, Danny, because obviously no Ali. So, Davison might start or Pell might start. We need an attacking option off the bench. So,
I just, like I said, it will just be... I'm pretty much going to try and keep 10 of the same players in. It will just be... If I'm really... would you have been happy with having an international break so we keep Ali, or keeping momentum up because we've won, what, we've taken 7 out of 9? Where were you sitting? Would you rather have gone, right, go on, Bugu, off it goes to Lebanon? Bearing in mind as well, if they go, there's a possibility they can come back injured, because obviously Ali's playing in...
But I don't think he's been called up for Lebanon, has he?
No, but what I mean is...
You can't just send him away. You can't just send him to Lebanon and say, knock on the manager's door and see if you can play.
All I'm saying is, would you have been happier to play the game to keep momentum up, or would you rather have another player be called up and we don't play?
I'd rather we had another player called up and the game was postponed.
Okay.
Only because I think...
So we lose the momentum, if you like.
Not really. You get a week off. You get to rest your players. You get to rest players that have been... Reeves and Little have both been out this season, so you don't want them overworking. Curry's only just coming back. Gives you another week with getting Paul Kay and Pillar on grass. Maybe get a behind-the-closed-door games for the players that ain't playing, like McLean and the other two I've just mentioned. I know what people are saying. Ali is massive to us this season. I don't care what people say. Do you know what I mean? We see it when he was missing before, how he weren't scoring goals and stuff. And, he is massive. Bradford on a Tuesday night at home is a lot better than... I think under the lights when we could be in and amongst it. Yeah, for me, it gives you that week where you can rest players before we have three really tough games. I think people forget how far Barrow is away and how far Morecambe is away. And we've got to come back and play on Tuesday night in between them two. Do you know what I mean? There's two very long journeys. Two long journeys plus a home. We could have done without the home game against Accrington, if honest. But
I totally agree. I think that is if you're talking about people being leggy or whatever,
I expect to see rotation in them three games. But I know people disagree with that. They'll say, and I think you are with momentum and stuff, but resting players nowadays is huge, especially with the amount of games that you play and stuff. So,
okay, with that in mind then, go on in.
I'll go a draw.
Okay. Well, do you want to go any further than that? Or
I'm not telling you my predictions anymore because I'll send them over in the spreadsheet.
Of course
and
you will.
I'm not telling anyone because I don't want people to just copy with me what I'm doing. And then because I'm there and amongst it, I don't want people cheating. So
it's annoying because I said on the pod that we were going to win. So I said we're going to win. But when I got to the game on the Saturday, I thought, this is a draw. I thought maybe 1-1. So
I said 1-1.
I know you did. And I said we'd win and it cost me, which is disappointing because I kind of lost points there. But I'm in the sake of integrity, I'm not like you who's going to cry his eyes out to everybody. I'm going to, whilst wearing one of my Wimbledon memorabilia buttons, if you like, I'm going to just get my shirt on and get the old cufflinks out. I am going to say we're going to win 2-1.
Cool.
And I'm going to put it out there right now. I think Nurfield's going to score. I've said it. It's out there.
You don't get extra points for that. You know that.
Well, no, but what I do get is if Nurfield scores, the fans just take the old cap off and go, yep, you know right, Danny. You didn't hide in a harvester when we played the Oval or anything like that.
You sound like Vicky from the Vicky Pollard there. No, but.
What's the worst restaurant you have to hide in if you were a fans group were just attacking just to finish off this whole episode properly? Is Harvester the worst place to
hide? Nah, because it's a good, decent salad bar. It's decent, isn't it? Or you can eat salad.
I don't feel like you
weird because I don't eat salad. I don't eat salad anywhere else. But I go Harvester.
I know you don't.
I go Harvester every day. And I'm up at that salad bowl but Thousand Island sauce all over it. Though.
The bread roll you can throw. What did you just say? Thousand Island.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Absolutely fantastic.
Love the bread. They've got to come out warm though.
You can throw them through the door.
No. You say, "Where, Treacle? Come over here. Can I have a warm bread roll, please, or no tip?" So,
but I feel like you couldn't hide in a curry house from football thugs. I just don't think that works.
No, because I'd be too tempted to sit down and have
you'd be sitting there. Can I have two more bargees here, mate?
I'll have a chicken korma, pilau rice, Jesus. Garlic naan.
This is a really frustrating time.
Glass of Cobra, please. Thank you. Right. Anyway, that's us. That's us done for another episode.
That was us. Please send us your extremely mental memorabilia. I don't want to play games. I want to see life-size gnomes. I want to see ridiculous shirts with ridiculous people's names on. I want to see who's got the quirkiest item.
Yeah, and the ones that you think, I wish I'd never bought that.
A Wimbledon lighter. I'm expecting a life-size poster of Roger Joseph. I'm expecting underpants with names on it. That's what I'm looking for. A bread bin.
I want to hear from the people that have gone out and they've spent a grand on a Duncan Jupp signed shirt and the missus is fuming with them.
Please don't come to us with number plates. Not interested in number plates. Personalised 1988 WFC. No, not interested. Let's move on from that. That's not what I'm talking about.
That's us finished. No number plates, but yeah, thanks to the sponsors of the podcast, the Season Masters, Gary Fletcher and the lads down there. Yeah, we really appreciate it. And that's us done for another episode, the number one AFC Wimbledon podcast, The One Was Had a Dream. Come on, you dons.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximise your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.